politics and the southern border. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Former President Trump is scheduled to speak next hour in Michigan about what he calls the president's border bloodbath. As President Biden continues to blame Republicans for a stalled border security bill. This as Texas adds more razor wire fence.
It's basically replicating the very effective wire barrier in Shelby Park over in Eagle Pass, Texas. Here in El Paso, miles and miles of wire fence and barrier is going up.
Fox's Matt Finn. This is the administration continues legal fights against some of the Texas border measures. The former president due to speak later this hour. The White House says President Biden had a candid and constructive call with China's president today, part of an ongoing commitment to manage competition and prevent unintended conflict.
The conversation was the first between President Biden and President Xi Jinping since a face-to-face meeting in November and a promise then to renew military communications and cooperate on fentanyl trafficking and AI risk. President Biden raised concerns, a senior administration official says, with China's military operations in the South China Sea, Beijing's support of Russia, and unfair trade practices. President Biden reiterated the U.S. One China policy while also stressing opposition to any coercive means to bring Taiwan under China's control.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. President Xi calls Taiwan a red line. A gate ramming incident at an FBI field office outside Atlanta yesterday, still under investigation.
DeKalb County police say they have gotten a warrant against Irvin Lee Bowling for interfering with government property. On Monday, federal agents said Bowling tried to trail another car through the field office's access gate, but instead drove into that barrier. Bowling was placed in custody, then taken to a hospital to be mentally evaluated.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, still no word on any possible motive. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The White House says it expects accountability after seven aid workers, including a dual U.S.-Canadian citizen, were killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. Israel's prime minister has called it tragic and unintended. That strike hit a World Central Kitchen convoy. The White House just confirming President Biden called the charity's CEO, Chef Jose Andres, to offer condolences. Tragedy on the slopes near a Swiss resort, Zermatt.
An American teenager and two other people are killed in an avalanche near the resort, which is close to the border with Italy and about 2.5 hours south of the capital of Bern. The avalanche taking place Monday afternoon in an area above the resort and below the famed Matterhorn Peak. The victims, a 15-year-old American boy, as well as a man and a woman whose identification has not been released. Police said one person was flown to the hospital with serious injuries. Rescuers recovered three bodies and the injured skier, a 20-year-old Swiss man. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Last month, five members of a Swiss family were found dead after they went missing while cross-country skiing near the Matterhorn in difficult weather conditions. A Major League Baseball pioneer has died.
While he played college basketball and went to the 1965 Final Four with Princeton teammate and former U.S. Senator and Basketball Hall of Famer Bill Bradley, Larry Lucchino made his mark on sports as a champion executive. Three World Series wins with the Boston Red Sox, one with the Baltimore Orioles, a visionary who led a transformation in Major League Baseball to retro-style modern ballparks. He was CEO and president for the Orioles, Red Sox, and San Diego Padres. The Orioles stated Lucchino was a pioneer in the sport, said we will forever be grateful for his impact on our organization, highlighted by the construction of Oriole Park at Camden Yards. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred stated Larry's vision for Camden Yards played a vital role in advancing fan-friendly ballparks across the game.
Fox's Jared Max. Larry Lucchino was 78. A sell-off continues on Wall Street. The Dow down 484. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.